空に来て俺の名はアマゾンライダーここにあり。
Most of those movies are trash, man.
Right.
That's why they needed a reboot. They needed
well,
it.
You,
they
you're
needed
not
it.
Wrong.
Because now it makes
all
sense.
Right.
It makes more sense now.
We're back.
A dinosaur tale? You would.
I have that movie too.
What?
I have that movie.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
It's fun.
It's all
it's
right.
Okay.
It's all right.
It's a fun little movie.
It's all right.
It's better than the video game.
There are some movies that when you're growing up, you've seen them and you were a kid and you're like, oh yeah, it's basically like a Disney movie. And then you grow up and you own the movie and you're like,
there's some morbid shit in this movie.
It's not what I mean. I mean, I grow up and I watch it now and I'm like,
okay, so it didn't age well. Okay.
There are other movies I could watch.
Yeah, the clown's still
kinda
the best
like
part.
The 14 Land Before Time movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck that, man. The original all the way.
And they actually had to label the first one the original movie.
Because there are actually, there's an actual box set, all 14 movies. It's
yep.
at Walmart right now.
Yeah. No. Original. Original.
I'm still slightly against that movie just because of what they did to the girl who played Ducky. But
Land Before Time Marathon?
Oh, you don't know about that?
No.
No? What do you mean no?
I don't want to Land Before... Because I only like the original.
Dude,
well,
14
Shane,
movies.
That ain't a marathon if I'm watching one and leaving.
No, we're going to watch all of them.
No, you're going to watch all of them. I'm going to watch one and leave.
Shane,
we're us thing.
Shane, we're already going to start this episode with sadness, so let's continue with the sadness. Basically, the father, so like the little girl that played Ducky in the movies, the father was kind of a piece of shit and treated her like shit. And they basically, which one... Basically, some bad shit happened with the girl, and,
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
She offed herself.
I don't think she did it. It's one of those things like the fucking the Lindbergh baby where, I don't know what happened, and then they just found her dead and figured out, yeah, no, the parents did it.
Oh, that's sad.
Because she wasn't making enough money for mommy and daddy to support their habits.
Yeah, they, hopefully those people...
Welcome to the Sentai Review! No,
we talked about children getting killed.
No shit.
Well, we're like,
look, we're already starting with sadness. We saw it at the end of the last episode.
Next time, on
I was
going to
talk
Sentai
about
the
Review. Original Poltergeist girl.
Oh yeah, that was sad. What happened to her too?
Oh yeah, I don't know why I just opened up fucking chat. I need to be out of chat. Okay, so before we even start, Nuke, correct?
Yeah, here's the ruler. Reploid Bill William Bush.
Seth Lovell nuking.
Scott Jackson.
You guys know this is extremely racist, right?
What? He's a ghost. Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone.
Yeah.
No!
Whatever helps you sleep at night, Bill, that's a ghost.
Fucking who's joining me?
Well...
Look, I have this feeling.
I'm joining you.
I have a feeling like I better hold on to it. This is the first image.
This is
the first image. And we just went through evil Qbert Dracula, Hitler Starfish, red KKK members.
Now we have white KKK members.
That's what
now.
I'm getting at. So the last show didn't exactly give us hope that I'm not going to need the nuke. I can't. This isn't Superman fucking the quest for peace or whatever where I'm going to give away the arsenal and then a guy's going to come in with his shiny fingernails and I have no way to protect myself. He's going to cut my neck like a sissy.
What?
And I'm going to get sick and I'm going to die, what? Shane.
All you got to do is just shove him in an elevator and he's done.
I'm just saying.
I kind of agree with Bill with, you know, it's like, I want to nuke him, but I got a feeling there's going to be worse. I don't
know what's coming. Okay, this is image one.
So we got two nukes and two zeros then, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So we divide that by four. He's a negative 2.5. Get him the fuck off our screen.
Image one makes me feel like I need to really hold on
you
to my arsenal.
You do realize that anybody that walked in here that doesn't know what we do in this show are going to think that we're some racist fucks making up KKK shit. Like,
right,
like,
yeah. We're gonna, like, here's what the fuck we do here. We review costumes for heroes and villains from fucking tokusatsu, fucking Power Rangers and Kamen Riders and other fucking bullshit like that from Japan. So blame the Japanese. Next.
Yes, actually do, because they're quite racist.
Two-faced demon Gorgos, volcano guy.
Five.
It's unique. If you actually think about it,
mm-hmm.
at this point in time, look at the year. We're like in 75.
Right.
So think about it. Kamen Rider came out in 71.
That's some creepy shit.
Yeah, that's why I said five. Holy, I remember this image.
Wait, you're just going to five it? You're not going to Genesis?
Fucking pray to Volcano Man.
Yes, weird bat lady. Or that could be a guy. I'm not sure.
Batman?
Man Batman?
Holy shit, that's cool.
Must be the human form.
That looks up to date. That looks like
a
figure.
That's a solid-ass toy right there.
That's much more up to date looking. Okay, this guy is... when you look at monsters, especially like your monsters of the week,
right?
They get.
You're a monster of the week.
Holy
Jeff.
Shit!
Volcano man, volcano guy.
Hold on.
Hey, and now we have another nuke.
Hold.
We may need it.
Yeah, we may need it.
we may need it.
We just started off with the KKK Grand Dragon. We may need another nuke.
Hold on.
Nick's got plug in shit.
Yeah.
And avoid Bill's breakfast.
Me, 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 me.
Him, 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 him.
I'm going to assume they hear him.
Right.
I don't have a way to test it right now.
I really don't give.
Everyone shut up. Let's see if he has spikes.
Wah.
Spikes. He's in.
Half spike. There we go.
Spikes.
Cool.
Spikes.
All right. So what the fuck am I looking at? Sorry, I'm late.
Volcano guy.
Ended up being sick. Last night.
Well, this is
didn't get to go to work for the force that I volunteered for, thankfully. I volunteered, so I didn't make it in. Also, just to let you know, if you need to call in, apparently our call-in number doesn't exist anymore.
What?
Nice!
Yeah.
No calling in for you.
I'll figure out what the fuck that's about.
Yeah. Right,
Monday.
This episode.
I'm not allowed to be sick now, Bill.
No, you can be sick, just bring in a doctor's note, but they'll think it's a no-call, no-show.
This episode just started, and you only missed one guy, and it was the leader, and he's a member of the KKK, easily.
So do I need to nuke that guy just preemptively?
No, because
Shane and I already did. We left zeros for the rest. That way then there's at least three nukes, because more than likely there's red KKK members. Because
they were in the last show.
Okay.
Yeah. And
so this is the mythical volcano
the
guy.
The last show also had Starfish Hitler.
Yes,
so.
You missed Starfish Hitler.
Oh, and Evil Dracula Cubert Leechman.
See, I would have been here for that, but I had to drive all the way out to Allen Road to go get a doctor's note, so that way when I go in on Monday, they don't walk me out for 5 days.
So, what's the story behind this guy, Seth?
Oh, you mean how they took a guy, and then they took a volcano? Volcano guy.
Storytelling at its finest.
Goddamn right.
You know what?
And all because when we originally saw it, fucking Pico Taro was the fucking king
of
YouTube.
It was really fucking king of YouTube.
I was singing that song.
I got an apple. And I don't remember. I have no clue, but that became like one of the biggest jokes of the whole fucking show.
Right. That's because Babylon was on 24/7. Oh,
isn't that
Ralph Garman
sweet?
Was doing fucking...
A couple people are happy that I'm here. I'm leaving.
Then everybody else is like, "Whoo, goddamn!"
So, because of our personal show history with this guy,
Genesis, because we're not going to see anything better.
I was going to say, I'm going to give this guy my Genesis
because we're not going to see anything. This guy's unique. Like I was saying before, your monsters of the week get real stale.
Is there any more pictures
he
of
got that
volcano
because of
guy?
Our show history.
I mean, he doesn't look terrible. He looks kind of cool.
Now, to be
fair, we've seen infinitely worse.
To be fair, we do have one other version.
Wait. Go back.
One other version to rape.
Yeah. Why is Elvis Presley's face in the center?
Because, man.
Because he didn't
die.
You gotta
capture somebody, because you make it the king.
Because you haven't gone back and watched more, James.
Thank you, Volcano Guy.
Fuck it.
There he is outside.
Thank you, Volcano
Guy.
I'm all fucked up.
That dude looks cool.
I know.
Yeah, but that's different. We have to rate that separate.
That's like Frieza stepping out from his sitting chair.
Oh. Yeah.
Don't make Frieza stand up.
Oh, man.
I mean, the dude still
Frieza
looks cool.
Reference, he deserves my genocide.
Oh, wait a minute. So then, hold on. So are we counting out of Volcano as something different, or is he all together?
I thought that was a figure.
That's a figure.
Oh. Yeah, you can't. It just
hey,
sick looking.
Hey, we've had figures fucking tank the shit out of people
it's
before.
It's true. We
case
got
in point, the stupid pyramid.
It adds to him.
Yeah.
It adds to him. We've always counted them in the same category when they show up.
Regardless,
I'll give this dude a 5. I'll start strong. Fuck it. This guy's cool.
I can't give a higher score than Genesis, so.
Yeah, I can't either. Our own personal
look,
history.
I am not going to go crazy out the gate.
Okay.
Our show history, I have
this
no
man
choice.
Is an 8.
I was the only one that didn't genocide him.
He's a fucking beast.
Didn't.
Let's check out Zero the Great, leader of Garinda.
Ah! 2!
Take me serious.
I need to poop.
Guys, seriously, come on.
He looks like a Valkyrie.
Wow.
He
No, he
looks like a Vegas showgirl.
I mean,
look at his helmet. Mask
he
thing.
He can't decide what he wants to wear.
Oh, my God.
Oh, fuck.
I said it before, I'll say it again. It's a 2. You could go down to Spirit Halloween and fucking get 2 different costumes and make
hey,
this.
Hey, man, if you're having problems figuring out how
this to dude put his coat on wrong and then just gave up.
Yep.
Like, what the?
No, he accidentally ripped a hole through it and went, oh.
That's what I mean. He put his coat on wrong and then just gave up.
What's this weird thing? Is this where my arms go?
Yeah.
Okay, first off.
This guy gets a 1.
Yeah, he gets a 1 because
and that's only because I like his helmet. Mask thing.
I don't like this guy because he can't put a coat on. That's just something bad about.
That's
your
part
villain.
Of the reason why you got a 1.
How can I
as a writer walk into this man's palace and be like, take
what
this
part
guy 2? Seriously.
Get him off the screen. Got Metroid to play. Goddammit.
Okay, monsters of the week time. Let's get it started, shall we?
Oh yay!
Yeah.
1 through 14. Spider Beast Man.
Wonder if it's going to be better than Spider Napoleon.
It's a 0. All spiders get 0s. I should nuke it, but I'm saving that.
Okay.
No, you missed Spider Napoleon.
I don't care. Spiders get 0 from Nick.
I don't know what just happened, but it seems like moving to Amazon really stepped up the game all of a sudden. Like,
right. He's
a monster?
Okay, well, I'll give him a 3.
Because the writer's a monster.
I mean, yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
From what we're told, he's one of the more violent fucking ones.
I saw a couple of scenes, and for its time, when he's ripping off people's arms and just spouting blood and shit, it is pretty wild.
Uppercutting their heads off.
Yeah.
Amazon don't give a fuck, dude. He really don't.
Amazon do what Amazon want to do.
They really do, actually. They're
Yeah, I know. They're a shitty company, yes, but.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck yes.
Talking Kamen Rider.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you know what, man? 3. This guy's solid.
Yeah, I'm going to go 3.8. I think it's because 3. I just sat through some really awful, long, tedious garbage that it makes this all the more better.
And I'm going to cheat. He's a 3.2, and I got a $1,000 bonus on Price is Right because he's a 3.2.
Okay, off to a good start after a really awful start.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about Vampire Bat Beast Man.
The last vampire disappointed the shit out of me. But it was Q-Bert, so it got a little bit of a pass.
Okay.
I'm going to see if this one's better.
Okay. I think this was the one kneeling before Zod. I mean,
hey,
Volcano Man.
I'm going to need you to do something.
Uh-oh.
Get rid of this potato, motherfucker. He's back.
Hold on, I get it.
Okay.
I mean, he looks like a Batman.
Holy shit, he's dead as fuck.
Dude, Amazon does not fuck around.
Amazon's about to suplex that man through the fucking ground.
That's not a suplex. That's a tombstone pile driver.
I don't give a fuck. It's head going through the, I would say concrete, but through in the woods.
This dude's going to learn a lesson.
I'll give him a 4. He's creepy as shit looking.
I'll go to a 3. I think he's a decent little basic monster. Seems like we've stepped into finally Kamen Rider getting some basic monster
stuff. This guy right here. See what they call this guy? He's a trick. He's a trap. From the back, when you saw him in the back praying to fucking Volcano Man.
Oh,
I'm gonna tell you something.
You think that was him? Could have been.
Almost certain.
I think it is because of the white hair. And but here's the thing. From the back, that's that misconception. We're like, damn, look at her, and then she turns around to dude. Yeah, see, it's a misconception. This thing's fucking terrifying. I was thinking some hot bitch, like, kind of like. I can't believe I'm going to use this reference because, oh my God, that bitch can't act. But you know Vipra with the wings and shit?
Yeah.
I was kind of hoping something like that. But monster-wise, I'm going to give it a 3 because it is a monster and we're finally looking better.
Okay. What's this guy get?
I gave it a 3.
I'm at a 3.5 myself.
Solid.
Got 4, but I'm sorry, your literal weakness is on the outside of your body. I kick you in the heart, you're dead.
Ouch!
So who did I miss? Because I only got a 4-3 in my 3-5.
I don't know. Wasn't Tyrant's heart is on the outside of his body, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, but
It's worked for Resident Evil monsters.
Yeah,
many of them, actually, now that I think about it.
That's also slightly different, though. You have normal person versus monster with heart on the outside. This is monster driving
that's
a dirt bike in sandals.
Sandals. Nami sandals.
Yes, Nami sandals, who could literally kick you in human form and kill you.
But instead, he'd rather
henshin and fucking uppercut your head off. Tombstone
pile driver.
And tombstone you.
What's this guy get then?
I don't know. I'm missing 2 scores.
Nick?
I gave him a 4.
Okay. Well, I have one.
Yeah, I was messing with the chat.
No, I know.
I'm trying to see why I can't connect to Bill's Wi-Fi.
3.3.
Okay, and then we have 3.56.
Wait, that's a name? What's happening here?
Oh, you mean the dude with the fucking 6-mile-long name that you think keeps spamming in chat?
Is he talking in chat? All I see is a big thing coming up. It looks like it's repeating. So that's a dude's name?
Yeah, that's a dude's name. Okay. I saw the name earlier.
Okay, so like, we're going to Mantis Beastman. So then maybe he's actually just saying real things, but I don't see them because I just see this big long name.
Right.
He could be. He could just be a dude trying to talk. We're probably assholes.
Probably 3.5. He's not bad.
It's a mantis.
2.4.
Since it's a mantis. What? Why break the pattern? 3.
But his name is Snake.
3.
Ninja Turtles reference.
You don't understand science, Raph.
Clearly.
I'll give him 4. That's fine.
4. 3.18. Damn, we were close to breaking the glass.
Large centipede.
It's because you're on the wrong network. It's not Reptoid Home.
Yep.
Oh. What the?
He has I3. It's I3. Both.
There he is. Look at that guy.
He's trying to fly but can't.
Is this the same dude?
Nope.
No. This guy wants a hug.
He's also got weird fucking
centipede.
Tentacle nipple eyes.
It's because he's
centipede. He gets a 3.
3.5.
I'm dumb.
You forgot that he switched.
3.
Anytime you get I3, because mine's the same thing. It's I3.
Mine's not. Mine's Bent.
Bent.
That's Dad's nickname at work, because he's a cripple. He's always bent out of shape.
I got it.
Yep.
3.
Yay, I
3.
Have internet.
I'm going to stay with 3 until something blows my mind.
Okay, so let me... 3.1, moving on.
No.
Then, Megora Beastman.
Well, I enjoy me some Metroid, no, I'm good.
Oh, my God, what? Oh, I'm sorry, what was this guy?
Megora Beastman?
It's a star-nosed mole.
No, it's a flower-nosed mole. Which makes sense.
So this is
he
music?
Diggeth under the plants. He's got sunflower nose. And a camera?
That's a radio.
That's a radio.
This is a 75.
That could have been a fucking Polaroid. You don't know.
Why would a Polaroid play music?
Oh, I didn't read the bottom part. Bitch, I ain't got no time for reading.
Once again, 3.
Yeah, I figured.
I'm going to stay. These are all.
I'll give a picture for me real quick.
I'll go for a 3.5. He's kind of neat.
There you go.
I've seen worse monsters.
Yeah, no, I'll agree with the 3.5.
2.8.
In fact, you missed some of those damn fucking awful monsters.
I'm glad for this.
2.5
for the mole.
Okay, we'll do 3.06. Close again.
Okay.
Porcupine.
Yep. Beast porcupine man. Time.
Oh, yeah. Well,
what the fuck?
Dude.
Okay.
Kicking and or no, punching you is going to hurt.
You know what? 3.8. He's fine.
All right.
He's fine. He's a monster. He's covered in spikes and shit. He's probably hard as fuck to fight.
3.5. That rider kick is going to hurt your foot.
That's a spiky motherfucker.
This series seems like it finally stepped up its monster game.
It needed to.
Not for me for this one. This one for me is a fucking 2.2 because the dude in the suit has a fucking beer gut bigger than my stomach.
And a big
and I've
bulge.
Never known a fucking porcupine to have a bird beak.
It does have a bird beak.
He's got a massive bulge, though, Seth.
He's also a beast man.
That's probably the fucking hot dog he hid in his pants for when he fucking gets killed.
That's fair. I'm going to give this dude a 3.5. That's a Resident Evil regenerator right there, buddy.
You're not wrong.
2.
Hey, look at that. He's an even 3.
He gives you a hug and then you die.
Snake.
It's not over yet, Snake.
I mean, it is a snake.
Wow, that is a very realistic snake. 4.5.
Holy shit, that's fucking terrifying.
That snake.
Wait, that is that a snake that has another snake coming out of it? Or is that just the way its tail's wrapped around
it?
That's
just the way the tail is.
Okay, I was about to be like, whoa!
And that reminds me of the snake from Resident Evil 1, so that's a 4.6.
Yeah, okay.
4.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not afraid of snakes. If I was that guy.
It's probably good that we don't see this in motion, though.
Yeah.
It probably looks awful.
It's probably really cheap. It looks good as a picture.
Dude, that thing looks animatronic as shit.
I'm wondering if it's literally a guy in a big foam snake being like,
probably
snake.
Probably, right. But from this picture, it looks animatronic.
So.
But you know what, man? I'm going to give it a 4.5. Fuck it, dude. It's big-ass snake.
It's an actual snake.
And this guy is about to get...
Well, considering the fact that we're on Amazon...
It makes sense.
...who was in the Amazon dealing with anacondas, only without fucking Ice Cube in a boat, but,
breep,
you know.
Breep.
Oh, you're talking about...
Colonel, this is big-ass snake preparing the mission. My God.
Brother!
Metal Amazon. It can't be.
Brother.
Liquid.
Liquid.
I miss Metal Gear.
All right, so I got 3 scores. Who am I missing?
You've got the dominant genes.
And I got all the resistance.
What the hell is it with you, my clones?
I said 4.6 as well, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, so then I'm only missing one person here.
You got my 4.5?
Yes.
You got my 4.5.
Oh.
I was the first one that said...
I think we're missing you, Scott.
No, I gave a 4.
We're missing you, Seth.
Seth gave it a 4.6.
I gave a 4.6, so I think it's fucking supposed to be 3 4.6s. Fucking 4.46. Sorry, after the last episode and the way that it ended, I think I'm still trying to recover from that fucking aneurysm of, we need a new episode so we can reload the arsenal.
Well, then it's time to check out a crocodile.
And you also needed the backup.
That is a crocodile.
It's a crocodile, but it's not as cool as Crocodile Shotgun Hat. And he's got a doggy nose. This dude gets a 2. Oh, no, man. I lied. He gets a 1.
He's like a cartoon crocodile.
He's like a microdile. No, fuck that. Get him out.
It looks like a fucking critter that's wearing a crocodile head.
You is not Naked Snake. Get out of here.
You know, I'm going to stick with a four.
It's a little terrifying.
I really am. He's really like this small, little, angry, big-headed, fucking scary thing.
And let's be real. No matter your size, once that croc gets his fucking mouth around you, it's done.
Your mom's done.
I'm at a three.
Done with this fucking series.
Because fucking midget leatherhead is not doing it for me.
I don't know why. I like it. And you're right. That's exactly... You're right. That's exactly what he is. He's midget leatherhead.
Well, if you're going to reference some TMNT, I'll go ahead and drop a four. So. References is what saves stuff for me.
I have decisions.
Not always. Sometimes it makes it worse.
I don't like this decision.
3.06. Moving on.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's check out the crab.
You know what's really disappointing, Bill?
That you can't hit this one with the shampoo?
No, they still haven't released any of the other Dragon
Holy
Quest
shit.
Games. What the fuck?
You're uppercut, bitch!
Dead as shit!
Fuck you!
He hit him with the shampoo, I
told
guess.
I told you, man, Amazon
Dude,
don't fuck around.
You hit him so hard, tomato soup came out!
This monster gets a 4.5 for epic death.
Hold on. Shane, I think you did it wrong. He hit him so hard that out of the crab came lobster bisque.
Yeah. I was thinking that, yeah. Seems like Amazon might have been hungry.
Yeah, I'm at a four.
Why not? Let's go with
four.
The monster is a three.
Nope. Epic death saves him.
Okay.
Yeah, epic death makes him look
because
cool.
You know
okay.
why?
Three.
Because he's dead, which means we don't have to see him again.
That's kind of true. 3.7, moving on.
And we don't get a lot of pictures of the
death
hero. I'm using that in quotations because that's a violent death.
There's a black cat.
Zero. There we go.
Zero. Zero. Oh, that's disgusting.
What the fuck? What the fuck? Nuke this atrocity.
That thing is fucking nightmare fuel.
Zero.
Because I already wasted my nuke. Well, not wasted. I used it
Shane,
wisely.
Did you use yours yet?
I used it on the KKK guy.
Oh yeah, that's the guy that came before me.
Yes. You missed it like literally 2 minutes before you walked in.
I had to finish my cigarette and drop some stuff off on the table.
Oh, you're fine, dude.
That's fine.
You made it. That's all
Keep
that matters,
it, man.
Oh, by the way, other than like you know,
lead nuke.
Other than like big cats and stuff, this is a black cat, like a normal like black cat.
Yeah,
they're not in the fucking Amazon.
I mean a jaguar.
Yeah, but that's a big black kitty cat.
It's still a black kitty.
Oh, this thing is definitely not no jaguar. That looks like a...
This is a sad wire. Sad guire.
Oh, it's regardless, you nuked it, so it's dead, so...
Yes, to zero.
Thank you.
Thank you, Final Fantasy
Only
Randomizer. I got nuke on level well, one black magic.
Everyone else is like
with 60 charges.
Everyone else is going that direction, so I'll go it with you. But in all honesty, I don't.
It looks gross.
I think that's the problem.
It's
but
super
isn't he
gross.
Supposed to be? I mean,
I don't give
I
a fuck.
I know
it's
gross. A monster. I get it, but come on.
There's a difference between grotesque and what the fuck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Grotesque would be, all right, this is fucking terrifying. This is just like, it looks like somebody vomited on a cat.
Negative two, moving on.
We're going to check out a snail.
Nuke, so that's
Scott!
Double the nuke. What is this?
Snail. Double the action, double
snail.
The fun.
Snail. He's a snail.
Oh, I'm so scared of escargot.
I mean, he's got a...
Did we get another picture?
I mean, he's still married.
And it's double nuke gum.
So who's got a nuke left?
Bill.
No.
I know.
I can't do that to him because he's still married. He has a house. It's on his back.
Yeah, because it's a snail.
When they divorce, he loses the house.
How do you know he's
married?
Then
he's just a slug.
He could be single.
Nope.
Never really gave two fucking thoughts about a snail. That's a slug without a shell. Okay. I honestly never really thought about that. Yeah. I don't go home.
Do
and
we
think
have
about
another
snails.
Picture?
That's him.
That's
what we got.
He gets a two.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to give it a two. I can't. I can't really. We're starting to decline.
I'm gonna one.
Deuce.
1.8. Moving on.
Okay.
I already did that this morning when I woke up.
Wow, is it?
Homemade tacos killed
Damn.
Me last night.
Yeah. Dubson fly.
Wrecking this.
Dubson fly larva like first.
Don't worry. This is only the first half
oh
of
my
the monster
God.
Of the week.
What the fuck?
This is the larva form
it's
of whatever
a,
this
it's
is.
It's a fucking 1.5. That's what it
yeah,
is.
It's a 1.5. Yeah, I agree.
It's
1
for the tongue.
One.
You got the kiss tongue going on.
Except not as pleasant to enjoy as Gene Simmons' tongue.
Shane.
Oh, my.
Shane, would you like the meta? Okay. The meta is if you give him a 1.25, you get a $1,000 Price is Right bonus.
Cool. I like more money.
You know what? Give him 1.4 now.
Nope,
no, don't ruin my fucking
it.
Money. Fuck your Price is Right bonus,
it.
Bitch.
Okay, let's check out the advanced form.
That is vastly
Leagues
superior.
He
looking like a fly man now. I will give
it's
him a
cool.
3.5.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
He
3.5.
Yeah, I agree to that.
Is it Jeff Goldblum?
No.
Hear me.
I mean, you say fly, I think of him. So.
No, it's more his reference.
Yeah.
Damn. That movie's gross. So nasty. 3.8. I like him.
3.
Hey, 3.46.
I had to. I'm sorry.
That takes us to a B.
Fuck it. Let's do it. I mean, we got 20 minutes.
With bees? Four
with
times.
Bees!
It's a B.
It's a B.
I mean, it is, in fact, a B with double stingers.
You're about to lose an eye.
Oh, you are about to lose more than just an eye. You're about to lose that fucking head.
About to get poked.
You're fighting the most Three. Savage of the fucking riders.
At this point, for sure.
I'll give him a 3.5. He's not bad looking.
I'm at a 3.5 for knockoff bee drill.
Yeah, he's kind of cool. Yeah, sure. 3.5. I don't know. Yeah.
Pokeball? Go!
Bee drill is one of those,
damn it!
Bee drill is one of those guys that I kind of wish was worthwhile. I always liked him. I always would love to have one on my team.
3.4.
They become worthless very fast.
Yeah.
You seen their mega?
You
seen a Beedrill's mega?
I have, and it still doesn't help the fact.
You walk through the woods. What do? I look around. Well, there's a beehive to your left. I examine the beehive. There are bees in the beehive. I get the bees. All right? You get the bees. Equip bees. Wait, what? Equip the bees. Okay, you equip the bees. Not the bees! If only we still actually,
right.
Did editing, because then I could throw up the picture of the dude that has, bees coated all over him like a fucking suit of armor.
Right.
It's one of my favorite memes.
Here's a divine beetle.
There ain't nothing divine about that.
There you go.
Yeah, it is. It's a penis. It's a penis beetle.
He does have a dick head.
He's a dick beetle.
Only, two.
Man, beetle
there's,
dick.
There's only one. There's only room for one dick in this.
Give at guy a 2.8.
3 for the reference.
Sack guy gets a 3.
Dickhead gets a 1.
Talking to your mic, Shane.
2.36.
Toad.
He's deep-throating his mic now. Whoa!
That is like a toad.
That's an actual toad.
That's an actual toad sitting on somebody's body.
Yeah, that's a toad sitting on a toad body.
That is.
Yeah, it is.
That's
We're getting meta.
That's creepy.
Fuck it, yo, dog.
3.5.
Heard you liked some toads.
Sorry we screwed up on the last show with toads, so here's
no
toad
shit.
On a toad.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with
Amazon,
you.
Or Kamen Rider Amazon, where you get toad on toad action.
Right.
Bow chicka bow bow. It gets 3.
3.3.
Give Hypno Toad a 3. It's fine.
Yeah, 3.
3.26, move on.
Okay, Tiger.
Uppercut.
Tiger Beetle.
Oh, I'm sorry. Where's the tiger part?
Maybe the claws?
He's got a turtle head puking out, though. You know what? Give this man some ass.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Yeah.
Because he's got a turtle head puking out.
I just want to know, is this what a quanger is?
No, that's a some kind of like a staggy beetle type knockoff.
Oh, because it looks like a quanger.
I mean, it very well could be the quanger. I don't know.
It looks like, scratch that ass.
It looks like ass. So
it does look like it. Ass. Hence, it gets ass.
I think a lot of us just dropped ass.
Yes.
So that's why it reeks in this place. I thought it was just because it was a bunch of sweaty dudes in a hot room.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so I have three.
I am.
I got a two.
Oh, the window shan't help.
It'll cool down.
All right, what do you got, Bill?
See, people are applauding
ass.
Our fucking thing out in the field over there.
I thought you changed mine to an ass.
Way to go, fandom night!
Did you give the two?
I gave the two. Everybody's okay. At a fucking 1.88. I'm at a fucking two.
Oh, okay.
Divide by 1.904 or 1.90.
Okay, my standards
Thank
are very
Enterkaiser,
high.
Thank you, Enterkaiser, for the bit of info.
Just gonna warn you right now, my standards are high. This is an owl.
Hoot,
zero. Zero.
Hoot, hoot. Hoot, hoot.
Nope, you can't fuck up an owl. Zero.
Hoot,
well, apparently
dolly.
They did.
Nope. Zero. This In looks- fact, nuke.
There we go. Zero.
You can't fuck up an owl. It makes me mad.
Because of Owlman
well,
and
I'm
the Court
zero.
Of Owls?
I love owls.
Zero.
I know
and
it
Hedwig.
Never. I know it never comes up, and we never talk about like the animals we like, but owls.
I mean, owls are one of the coolest birds
you ever
out
notice,
there.
You ever notice when there's a Pokemon and it's an owl? I'll train it.
Ah, I get it. Owl train it.
Yep.
Ah,
I like Owlman.
Fucking kill myself.
I have it. You notice, I don't just keep a bunch of stuffed animals in here. That's the reason I have an owl. I fucking love owls.
They're an interesting
and
bird.
And Bill does not like Harry Potter, but he has the Harry Potter owl.
But I have the owl.
You have Hedwig.
Yeah. I like owls. They
That's
fucked
a
up an
owl.
Owl. They get fucking nuked.
That is a snowy owl.
So I got a nuke and two zeros. What else?
I'm giving this a zero. Look at it. Looks melted like the fucking cat.
It's
disgusting.
A dead owl.
Yeah, it's dead. Oh, it's about
it's
to be dead.
It's dead as fuck.
Amazon.
Yeah,
Rip
Amazon's
going to
be dead anyway.
Pinpoint fucking accuracy nuke.
Oh, man, he used guidance system and everything. He just didn't randomly fire a nuke.
No, this is what happened. Bill took the time to build the nuclear silo attached to his command center.
GPO-2A
nope.
Laser-targeted accuracy
Even more
nuke.
Ridiculous.
Fucking up.
Bill
fuck,
went
fucking
to his
an
barracks
owl.
And said, train the ghosts. And the ghost ran in saying, did somebody call for an
Very
exterminator?
Good, Very good with your Stardust memory fucking drop. I love it.
Seth knows what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Because he'll never know what hit him.
Dude, I wouldn't even. Dude, if I had a GPO-2, I'd just.
So it's negative one. We're moving on.
Like a
dude, some StarCraft, brother. Come on.
I never yep. play StarCraft.
Ah, pansy.
Mushroom. Beetle.
I don't play any Blizzard games right now.
Oh, yeah. That's fair.
Well, he's got mushrooms on him. Or fungi.
Is he?
I think this is supposed to be, because this is a real thing that happens. I think this is when a fungus actually grows on a bug, and the bug actually dies, and the fungus becomes the bug.
Which you're, yeah. Basically what you're saying, like Paris and Parasite.
That's a real
the
thing.
The Pokemon.
It's a zombie fungus.
Yes.
Yeah. It does it to,
they
like,
do,
ants
they,
and
yes,
shit.
They do exist, yes.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what this is supposed to be.
Which is where they got the premise for Last of Us.
Yep. Yes.
But the second game sucked. Well, half of it sucked.
I'm a little disappointed with
I know
Last
they
of
killed
us
your favorite character. It's okay.
No, it's not that.
It's not that. It's
what
they tried
forced
to
you
do
to deal with.
That didn't bother you?
Oh, it bothered the piss out of me. And trust me, Joel is not a fucking hero to look up to. He did a lot of shady bullshit.
I'll be right back.
I personally have not played it.
You got to, though.
But I watched. I watched some stuff from it. And I've seen that the big major complaint that seems to happen with a lot of people is they killed a character you like and you gave up on actually rating the rest of the game fairly.
Yep.
I've seen that with a lot of people. So most of the time when somebody says, I hate that game, I take it with a grain of salt because most people are just mad because that was a character they loved and that ruined their entire game.
I'm definitely mad, and it kind of ruined it for me.
It's kind of like when they kill L,
God,
and you're like, motherfucker! And I hate to tell you this, but the rest of Death Note is still good.
It is!
Yeah.
It's still very good.
But Nier would never would have solved anything if L
but
wouldn't have left shit behind.
It's still good.
It is.
I understand you lost one of your favorite characters.
I love the intellectual battle between the two.
So that's the reason I never really, I don't know, I kind of take it with a grain of salt when somebody's like, I hate The Last of Us 2. Because I know that caused a lot of people to...
I don't hate The Last of Us 2.
To then latch on to the things they hated more, because I can't tell you how many times I've watched other games that have just as big, if not even bigger, glaring problems.
Okay,
and you'll let them go.
Here's the thing.
Like Final Fantasy VIII.
Okay, listen, first off, that's not... Okay, that, to be honest with you, that's not fair from my perspective. Because Final Fantasy VIII was the very first Final Fantasy I ever played.
Which means we flop it. It's opposite.
So
it's opposite of the same problem. You latch on to every little thing that you liked and make it better than it is. In my opinion, because some people really fucking love that game, and that's fine. Everybody gets amnesia. Fucking amnesia for you. Amnesia for you.
Wait, who am I? Where am I? Why?
Everyone
why am
gets
I here?
Amnesia.
Oh, this guy gets a three.
Irvine didn't
check
have
under
amnesia.
Your seat.
Don't
check
I
under
know
your
you?
Seat. There's amnesia.
Don't I remember?
For the one,
don't I remember you from
for
somewhere?
For the one motherfucker.
You remember me from the show that I gave this guy a three.
For the one motherfucker in the room that doesn't have amnesia.
I think it's
because
I opened that box. It's got amnesia.
For the one motherfucker in the room that doesn't have
three.
Amnesia, he's just such a douche.
Yeah.
He never fucking brings it up.
I mean, yeah. I granted what he did was very douchey, but...
Two.
I'm the only nice one.
No, I gave a four. Oh. 1.8125 or 1.81 because we're not going that far the fuck out.
Sea anemone.
It's a sea urchin.
Yep, it's a sea anemone.
It's a sea urchin.
Okay.
I'm aware.
Two.
Yeah, that's fine. Two.
It's two's fine. It's a sea
I'm
urchin.
I'm unimpressed by it, even though it is kind of neat.
Two.
Nothing spectacular. But
this is what I get to wear at a wedding tomorrow. What?
It was a sea anemone.
Fucking three. I don't give a shit.
Japanese dwarf flying
a pirate
squirrel.
Costume.
That guy was a 2.2.
Pirate costume, Seth, for a wedding.
Yeah, I know. Look, if you want to wear the same pirate costume at our wedding, you can. You're going to be the one running the fucking DJ booth, which means you could be fucking DJ... Pirate booty. I don't give a fuck.
DJ pirate booty.
Japanese dwarf flying squirrel.
What?
I'm.
If it doesn't have an epic beard and a Scottish accent, I'ma be pissed.
Angel Wings Gimli. Here we go. Never mind. This is a. That.
What
this,
the fuck?
There you go. This happened.
It's a 0.2.
That motherfucker.
It's a 1.
That motherfucker wanted a cape so bad that he grabbed a rug.
A rug.
That is a rug. That ain't a cape.
And we just got done talking about a whole bunch of Disney shit, which included a rug.
That dude ran up, punched Aladdin in his gob, and grabbed
his
fucking
magic
flying carpet, and that's how he fly.
He wanted a cape so fucking bad.
Zero. He took Aladdin's carpet.
He's only a 1 because they at least did what the fuck they were going for with the flying squirrel.
Where's the dwarf at?
I can steal your ride.
Because that's literally the...
flying with my squirrel
that's
wings that are carpet.
That's essentially what the flying squirrel breed is it's a... Dwarf flying.
Okay. No, I get you. Right.
0.44.
I'll fight the Amazon and probably horribly die.
Salamander.
Oh, no!
Fake, I stole your ride.
Fake Amazon. Amazon salamander.
Fake Amazon salamander.
That's just Amazon. There we go.
Okay.
That's just Amazon.
So
it's Amazon
here's the thing.
Against Amazon.
I don't remember what we rated Amazon. And I have a feeling our rating would be very different today than it was then.
What, you're talking about a couple of years ago?
That's what I'm getting at.
You know what?
Because we had not seen all the things we've seen now.
I will Genesis.
So we're going to...
I have no other thing to use it on. This is the end of the episode.
You like this guy like that? You like this guy 10?
Sure. Why not? Because I've got it.
Better than stronger.
Where do you think we sit nowadays with Amazon?
After all the bullshit I've seen. And some of those new
ways. And for that matter, all the cool shit, too, that hurts this guy in the long run now.
No, man, this guy is still cooler. I saw Fruit.
You did see Fruit Rider.
We saw Genius.
We saw Genius.
This man is infinitely better than Genius.
Anybody remember where fucking Kamen Rider was?
No, I'm not worried about our old score. I'm legitimately curious where we are today. Because I promise you this attitude has changed because of everything we've seen. This was a long fucking time ago. We only had, like, what, 4 riders under our belt?
Think about it. Think about the year.
I believe so.
From what it said 75. Riders came out in
72.
71.
There we go.
So this is very, very early into our riders.
4 years ago.
Yep, 4 fucking years ago.
4 years ago, Bill, is when we did Amazon. 2017.
It probably comes up as blue numbers on
2017.
There. It should, but
you were still
for some
living.
Reason.
I think you were still living in your apartment in Pekin.
He
still
was.
Still living in my apartment.
Yeah, when we did that. So, yes. That's a long time ago because you've lived here for, God, has there already been 3 years?
It's like 3 years.
Yeah, because it was before.
Damn. People are going to be mad at me, and I don't care. I timed somebody out for 5 minutes because every single stream, I have to warn them, watch out for the caps. And what do? They keep throwing a lot of cap messages back to back to back.
You in timeout.
See that?
Well, to be
timeout, motherfuckers!
Whatever.
Hot Nick is parenting.
He is.
Right.
He's trying to teach you. He's trying to get people to use their inside voice.
No, it's just, it's annoying. Yes. We can see the messages. You don't have to do all caps all the time.
Oh, so mad.
I saw too. Yeah. What? Holy shit. So 4 years ago when we had originally done Amazon, it looks like we gave him a 1.62.
That's what I'm saying. Where do we rate him now?
Damn.
He's sitting right there. He's technically right here to be rated today.
Yes, I know.
Oh, damn, dude. 4 years ago.
You got to rate him now.
I think back that we were so naive back then. We didn't know the shit we were going to see.
I think I had up the other bad things that you compare it to. Like the
Amazon, I'm so sorry.
Teenage alien fighters. And
yep,
the Knights of
Tattooed teenage alien fighters from Beverly Hill.
The score
I missed
for him
that
was
show.
That
Where's
bad.
He sit, Shane?
Why would you bring up those?
What is he?
That's what was on there.
Yeah.
That's how long ago this was, man. We were coming
off
some
that
real
is snow.
The score was comparing to him.
Huh.
Yeah.
I honestly thought it was like mountain.
Design wise, it's nothing fucking special.
It's not. He's got the black boots, black gloves. He's got the fins. His undergarment is different for the time, because at the time everything was just solid color spandex, and this guy gets all the veins and shit like that, which is different. His chest, I think, is a little goofy, the padded stick out chest. Not that other riders haven't gotten away with it, but since he's kind of more of a monster, it's goofy.
Listen, man, I'm like I said, dude, I saw Fruit
and
Riders,
I remember the helmet
and
hurt
I'm sorry
him back
that was
then.
Stupid
the helmet hurt him back then.
Yeah,
it does not now. 3.8. I'm so sorry, my guy.
You like him like
my
that
dude.
Now.
My guy, I'm so sorry.
We're trying to correct our mistake from the original.
Hey, Shane, look at it this way. Now Amazon will not come forth and tiger uppercut your face off to make you spew out lobster.
Well, we got some people saying
whatever.
That, we got people saying that
yeah.
His helmet back then, it even had like an opening jaw thing. He was based on a piranha. His helmet was.
I didn't know that back then. I would have probably given a higher score. Piranhas are vicious little fuckers.
Right.
Yeah, they'll eat a man to the bone.
Yes, look, they are vicious as fuck.
And we're also back in the age of the ascot fucking scarf thing.
Hey. Hey. Sometimes ascots are cool,
hey,
damn it.
Fred pulled it off.
No, I'm just saying.
Speed racer, motherfucker.
We've been away from that.
Don't
been
you
away
give me
that
look.
For years.
Mach 5, bitch.
Anyway, 4. Now, who else?
You're at 4?
I'm at 4.
I gave it a Genesis.
I know. I got
your
shit.
I'll do 3.7 by today's.
By our standard now.
I may be giving him too much in honesty.
But I've seen
so many worse. Wow, we've seen some bad designs. And
Now
I don't like his redesign where they literally turned him into a monster. Something about that I don't like.
KO.
He loses that humanity.
So
because he's still a man.
I still don't say he's great. I've seen a lot of better riders by this point.
That's why I kept it under a 4.
But, okay. Yeah.
I'm giving him a 3.
Okay.
Point.
Nope. Fuck. Hold on.
I like how he slowly did that. I'm going to give it a 3.
He's got the point.
Point.
What are we doing here?
6.
9.
Okay.
Wow. 6, 7, 8.
Yep.
5.02. Moving on.
Kind of missing a 9 because... Did you give it a 4?
Oh, man, we would finish this last folder, but we got 1 minute. Now we're going to finish the fucking folder.
Let's see this guy's main form.
What the shit is this, dude?
That was the guy that turned into fucking Amazon.
Fuck you, get a 0. Zero. Fucking piece of shit.
I used my nuke already.
Yeah, I think we all did.
Son of a bitch.
Actually, no, I know we all did. Yeah. No arsenal left.
Sorry, man, we're on a lengthy cooldown.
Quick, we need Arsenal gear.
Well, we're not about to kill the stream to come back to do it fucking...
It's because it would be a -5.
Yeah, we already fucking the board. Did that.
Damn,
fuck this guy for that. I was hoping he'd become like a dark version of the Rider.
Wait
something.
A minute, I didn't get to use my nuke from the last episode.
Doesn't work that way.
I thought that would have been real cool. And
oh, that
would have
been really neat.
If he would have become like a dark Amazon thing, I would have been really into that.
This dude's a 0.
Yeah. I figured.
Yeah, 0.
He's probably a straight 0, isn't he?
No, because I think I gave a 1 because it's at least
a
monster.
Pity.
Okay, so let's check
it's
out.
A 0.2.
Because we're here, because
we've actually,
done so
wait,
much,
wait,
let's
that's true.
The mooks.
That's true. The chat still has their nuke. I'm going to borrow that one.
Here come the black followers.
You guys need a different name.
Oh, wow.
Considering who the leader is,
oh,
guys,
no.
We have made grievous miscalculations
Whoa.
On our nukage.
Whoa.
I know times were tight for Cheech Marin before Cheech and Chong, but
I wasn't even going there. That didn't even cross my mind. What a fucking name.
I told you, dude. They are racist. Well,
what
no. It's Japan. They're racist.
Oh, my. That was also racist.
That was also,
that also was.
Hey, if they're going to be racist.
Oh, my
you know
God.
What?
Turnabout's fair play, motherfuckers.
I'm sorry,
wow.
dude. I'm sorry. Your time period don't mean a damn
exactly.
thing.
Don't mean
so what
shit.
Are you doing
hey,
for this?
Hey, no, hold on. The chat is... Hold on, the chat is offering a thing. I will accept this for the purchase of 5
oh,
nukes.
You
for
see
the
that?
Purchase of
you
5 nukes, everyone in chat gets fire. Or, no, you know what? I'll make it nice. 500,000 Shane stream points.
they're
That's
willing,
what they get
they're willing
for the price
sell,
of 5 nukes.
They're willing
Seth,
to sell the
he's
chat
a negative
nuke.
5.
They sold the chat nuke. In order to get some Shane points so that we can fuck this guy.
So it is a combo attack. It is a -5.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, nuke it. We're going to use your guys' nuke.
And when we buy
concept.
The No. Right. And when we buy the chat nuke, that counteracts all of ours because we all have to be in agreement. Are we all in agreement? Because I'm pretty sure we are. Nuke this thing.
Fuck that thing. And then we could all lay down zeros.
It's all good, Renato. Just, dude, come on. Like, every once in a while is okay.
Dude, this, I didn't realize how racist
this was. Also, an additional 1 million points to, who was that? Fallen Slayer 1 for adding a new concept to our show.
We haven't even done the other, there's a second MOOC. This is the first MOOC.
Which, yes, but this one deserves the nuke the most.
This is pretty fucking
wild. I don't
wild.
Know. It's literally just a dude in a costume.
I'll sacrifice
two,
my firstborn if we need another
things,
one.
One of two things is happening.
The issue...
They actually got a black man to play this, or that is blackface.
I think that's actually a black guy.
Did you forget about something
Maybe.
That was shared in the chat when we saw Volcano Guy?
What?
I thought they said the mooks
I wasn't
were
here
women.
For the Q-Bert thing. so I can't do nothing.
Even if they are, this is really fucked up.
This is offensive as hell.
And that still looks like fucking Cheech Marin in a goddamn cosplay.
I think this is fucking bizarre.
That's why it got the ultra nuke.
The name alone is kind of wild.
My problem is I can't tell if that's an actual black man or blackface.
All right.
That's the problem.
I don't know what's going on.
Because if it's blackface, it's even more offensive.
I'm almost certain it's not. I think it's a dude with a 70s porn stash.
Regardless, I don't know.
Before we do anything else, Bill, get this off the fucking screen. It's already a negative five.
There's one more guy to look at.
That's fine.
Let's look at him.
But before we do that, here are the stipulations for what we will now deem the Ultra Nuke.
Ooh.
We have to buy it from the chat.
It's a stuntman with face paint, they say.
Then it's extremely more racist.
Okay,
that means he blackface.
Okay, then fine. Then yes, we'll all agree he's
following,
a negative
five. Following the KKK leader guy.
Yes.
Yep. Okay, so the Ultra Nuke is when we purchase the chat nuke, but we all have to be in agreeance.
Right.
And it can only be done once an episode.
Yeah.
So we have utilized the Ultra Nuke.
Let's check out.
Is that like super ultra mega chicken?
Now
yes.
Let's pile
it
on.
It's like if it was ultimate. You know. And Bill and Seth look at each other and smile. Oh, I was hoping you guys would.
So, Shane, let's.
Feels like
an
ultimate.
Let's look at the next kind of follower. Let's really pack it on. Let's check out red followers.
If these are Indians, I'm walking out. Mm-mm. Okay, I'm okay with this.
If that
was a Native American, I would have been pissed.
The outfit's like Beautiful Joe.
Yeah. It's Beautiful Joe with fucking Elvis Presley tassels.
Really,
so.
I was going to say Ultimate Warrior fucking tassels.
That works too.
Damn you, Scott.
Or Macho Man.
Damn
Randy
you with
Savage.
Your Beautiful Joe reference.
I'll give him a three. It's fine.
I'm still going zero.
I am too.
It's still better than the last one.
I'm at a one. He would be a two because he's a dude in a costume, but one.
The tassels are so long,
but he's
for
not.
The reason of that way Amazon can tie multiple mooks together and use them as mook chucks.
Even that word mook sounds racist as fuck.
Where are we at?
I have a one, a zero, and a three.
I gave a zero.
You gave a zero.
This guy's not hinching a go-go.
And a one. So if we divide that by five, that's a fucking one.
The end-off images. Let's close this out.
Okay. It's a symbol?
Cool. It's their symbol, I'm sure.
Yep.
There's another symbol?
Also
yeah,
symbol.
You get what I mean. Mm-hmm. There's. Oh,
what the fuck?
He got fucked up.
Is that mole a good guy?
They said he's a hero monster.
Apparently it changes, becomes a good guy for a bit.
Oh, they tried that in Power Rangers, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that snake evidently fights with him, not against him.
Oh, okay.
And I believe that to have been, is that the last
one? Holy shit!
Volcano Man
I told
Man!
You something different!
This is Attack on Titan shit.
Yeah, no fuck.
This is Attack on Titan shit. And that show sucks.
This should have been the movie.
Fools, right?
Here. Right?
Yeah, fools! That wasn't even my final form.
Why did we see that? Dude, that's so bad.
What the fuck form is that? What the fuck is
that? That is,
Wait a second. Is it possible that Volcano Guy, because of where we see him, is he buried up to the neck?
Possibly. Probably. Which makes him even cooler.
Is this Volcano Guy right here?
Yeah.
Yes. Because look at the weird faces on his forehead. Yes. I think you're right. I think he's buried in a volcano.
Is he basically a fucking kaiju buried and can stand the fuck up?
Hold on. They said see the image name.
Why? What's it say?
I don't fucking know.
Tin-faced demon gorgon complete form.
Volcano Guy was actually just the floating head and the dude, and then the full rest of the form is that.
So we didn't see this form. We didn't rate this guy.
Dude. Nope.
Dude, well, that's unfortunate
because we already used our genocide.
Oh, Scott's talking.
Somebody's saying fig arts.
So this is a figure?
Okay.
Which is why we saw a figure before.
Okay, that explains it.
It's still cool as shit.
It's still cool as shit.
Yeah.
It's fucking awesome.
I would actually spend money to buy that and put it on Bill's shelf.
The concept alone is awesome.
I'm telling you, if they remade
this should have been a movie.
If they remade this and my idea was what it was the whole time you only seen it sitting on the ground and it had worshipers and followers, and at the end Amazon came to be like, I'm gonna fucking pull you the fuck off that seat and fuck your shit, and it stood the fuck up, I'd be like, oh. Okay.
I'd look at him like, this ain't a seat, buddy.
That would make the whole fucking show for me.
Oh, my
right.
God.
Man, I've only been sitting in this chair for like 40,
I don't know
50
if I
minutes.
Can forgive
my ass
the racist,
is asleep already.
The blatant racist bullshit.
Racist?
Racist. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, dude.
Bitch.
Holy shit.
He started spewing before he hit him.
Well, that's because it's a bad effect, but that's just, dude, this, he's so fucking crazy. This is what I mean. I saw a couple of these clips where just he's ripping people's arms off and cutting them, and they gush blood everywhere. And
dude, Amazon don't fuck around. Really doesn't. He's a terrifying writer.
Bleah. Fuck you! Fuck you!
Oh my God, it's jizzing!
Well, you know,
so
you,
good.
Well, I'm just saying, man, you beat it long enough, we'll spit. There you go. That's there's something for your weekend.
More fireworks, apparently.
Thank you.
Fucking
thank you.
Slap that motherfucker.
Decapitation.
There goes the kitty.
Hey, bad kitty.
No shit.
You do not scratch the fucking couch.
Not scratch Amazon. Fuck.
Dude, you are vicious as
fuck. Dude, I'm
fuck.
Telling you, the clips...
Greater chop!
The clips that I've seen of this dude are fucking nuts, dude.
Dude, you...
Dude, it, you are... a show this... And you know what it reminds me of? I'm going to be honest with you. Like, looking at that right there...
I know what it reminds you of.
And this right here, you know what I think of when I see this guy?
If you're thinking what I'm thinking.
I think of the original Guyver series.
Yep, there we go. Mm-hmm. Here we go. I knew you were going to drop Guyver.
Yeah.
See? My Genesis was founded.
Dude, I'm telling you, dude. Yeah, dude, Genesis, goddamn it. Guyver is awesome as fuck. Brutal as shit, too. He don't give no fucks. He'll fucking titty shoot you with his titty beams.
He really is.
Well, yeah, even the live-action movies.
Oh,
they can be brutal, too.
Oh, yes. Yes, the anime was especially interesting.
So was that all of that one then?
That's all of it. Okay, we beat them. The next one will be on.
Amazon beat it too.
We'll be on Stronger next time.
Oh shit!
I know you're looking forward to that.
Oh shit!
Maybe his villains, I'm sick that week.
Oh,
maybe shit. His villains are better than.
Oh shit, Shane, you're running a fever too.
Foam.
Then
it might last a month.
Oh, I think Nick's gonna be sick. In two weeks.
I think I'm
gonna
be sick in 2 weeks again.
Yeah. I'm feeling a little under the weather.
I think it's you. Oh, man. Oh,
COVID. COVID.
Shane,
oh,
yep. No. Me and Shane got to go do quarantine now for 2 weeks.
Can't see that.
Can't join the fucking Stronger episode.
They're saying that Stronger has some decently good villains, two great villains, but we might not like their designs.
Oh, you're real with you. Like we did with this one, Bill? Now that we've actually seen... Worst shit.
Shane?
Oh, yes.
I wonder if Stronger will change.
Shane.
My opinion.
Possibly.
Shane. I saw fruit.
We'll
Shane.
Look. We'll see.
I'm sorry.
Between the two,
sad.
Who's
you know
the worst?
Super fucking sad.
Stronger or Genesis? Or Genius?
Oh, I'd pick Stronger.
You still think Stronger's the worst?
No, Genius is the worst. I would pick Stronger as the second worst.
Yeah, that's literally what I was about to say. Is he used to use Stronger as the benchmark.
No,
and
dude,
then it became Genius.
Sucks. Then you saw Fruit, and you were like,
I did
so
not see Fruit.
Sorry.
Dude.
I did not see Fruit, so...
Fruit
you
right,
didn't.
Fruit Writers. It's still fucking ridiculously way over-the-top design Genius.
To transform, Fruit falls on their head. It's so stupid.
Yes, we know.
The concept is retarded.
Shane, you forget most of us.
It's not nearly as cool as an adapter hand.
It's true.
Or ball and cup hand.
Goodwill Rider.
Look, I appreciate Goodwill Rider now. I even said I'd be willing to cosplay as Goodwill Rider if someone bought me the helmet.
Some of these...
and the suit.
Some of these riders we're going to be apologizing to. Let's just say that, okay?
Yeah.
We're going to be apologizing. Yep.
All right.
All right, guys.
Say the thing, Shane.
Peace out, everybody. Bye!
Hey, guys. Did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.